بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Qamar, chapter 54, and we have reached verse 18 concerning the story of the second nation mentioned in this chapter, and this is the people of Ad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كذبت عاد فكيف كان عذابي ونذر. عاد people belied. They belied their prophethood. Then how terrible was my torment and my warnings. This is the second nation from the story, whose story Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about in the Surah 54. Most often, the story of Ad follows the story of Nuh. Sometimes it may precede it, as in chapter Al-Dhariyat 51. But most often, the story of Nuh comes the first when the stories of the prophets are mentioned. That is because the first prophet sent to the people of the earth as a messenger was Prophet Hud. And Ad are the people of Hud. They belied their Prophet Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. And they were characterized by their strength and might, and they became arrogant concerning this, and they puffed up, disdained and became arrogant, thinking that they are the most mighty on the face of the earth. As Allah stated about them in Surah Fussilat 41:15, when they said, who's mightier than us in strength? من أشد منا قوة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, أولم يروا أن الله الذي خلقهم هو أشد منهم قوة وكانوا بآياتنا يجحدون. As for Ad, they were arrogant in the land without right, and they said, who is mightier than us in strength? See they not that Allah who created them was mightier in strength than them, and they used to deny our signs. So Allah says in this verse here, in this chapter 54, كذبت عاد فكيف كان عذابي ونذر. كيف كان عذابي ونذر. How terrible was my torment and my warnings. It was very terrible. So this exclamation is as an exclamation of magnification and attestation that the torment of Allah was very great. And it took place as decreed by Allah Azza wa Jal on them. How terrible was my torment and my warnings. Also the warnings were so great. So how did Allah destroy them? Allah destroyed them by the most subtle of things, and that is the wind, which fills the horizon. Yet man does not feel it, because it is easy and fine. Man finds his way through it. Now the place we are in now is filled with air, yet we pass through and we don't feel. So it is from the most subtle of things. So Allah destroyed Ad by that, by the wind. As in the next verse, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا فِي يَوْمِ نَحْسٍ مُسْتَمَرٍ. Verily we sent against them a furious wind of harsh voice on a day of evil omen and continuous calamity. أَرْسَلْنَا, we, Allah Himself. And this plurality of the we that is here in this verse is for magnification, magnifying Himself by saying we. Sent against them a furious wind, harsh voice, and strong harsh voice. Its mere passing causes a harsh voice, though it may not hit anything, because it is very, very furious and strong. And this is the western wind. It came from the direction of the west with respect to the people of Ad. And when it came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about what they thought of it, as in Surah Al-Ahqaf, verse 46. 23. قال الله عز وجل فلما رأوه عارضا مستقبلا أوديتهم قالوا هذا عارض ممطرنا بل هي ما استعجلتم به ريح فيها عذاب أليم. Then when they saw it as a dense cloud coming towards their valleys, they said, this is a cloud bringing us rain. This is a cloud. You see how what they thought of it? They said, this is a cloud bringing us rain. Nay, but it is that torment which you were asking to be hastened, a wind wherein is a painful torment, barren, without any rain. There was no hope for rain from that wind. في يوم نحس مستمر, on a day of evil omen and continuous calamity. Continuous with respect to them, to the people of Ad. Not for every time. That is, the day they were destroyed, itself it's not an evil continuous omen. But it is with respect to them was as such. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated about the people of Nuh before, in Surah Nuh 71:25, مِمَّا خَطِيئَاتِهِمْ أُغْرِقُوا فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا. Because of their sins they were drowned, then were made to enter the fire. About Ad, they were destroyed by the furious wind and then made to enter the fire. So the oven, the evil omen was continuous with them. The torment of the hereafter is connected with the torment in this life. Then in the next verse, تنزع الناس كأنهم أعجاز نخل منقعر. This wind, this furious wind, plucking out men as if they were uprooted stems of date palms, took them furiously, lifting them upward. We seek refuge in Allah from this. And some said that it took them such that the person would not be seen because of the distance. The wind took him upwards. Then will let go freely. And when they fall on the earth, they fall on the top of their heads and the head will separate from the body because of the impact, the severe impact. تَنْزِعُ النَّاسِ, plucking out men during their fall to the ground, to the earth. كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ مُنْقَارٍ, as if they were uprooted stems of date palms. As if this resemblance, as Allah stated here, they were uprooted stems, the stems of dead palms are known. Falls and goes to the ground. And so they ended up having no heads attached to their bodies. Subhanallah, the most mighty and most strong. Those mighty people, the people of Ad, who were arrogant about their strength, but the wind did this terrible torment upon them. And they turned as if they were uprooted stems of their palms. And in Surah Al-Haqqa, Allah described them as also, كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةً. كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةً. As if they were hollow trunks of date palms. The meaning is close, but it is because of the eloquency of the Quran that the speech follows a certain pattern. Here, in this verse, as if they were hollow trunks of date palms, it is in the Quran, كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ, fitting the separation in Surah Al-Haqqa, the end of the verses. So it is in harmony with the end of the verses. Here in this surah, كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ مُنْقَعِرٍ, fitting the end of the verses which are in this surah, which is Surah Al-Qamar. So there is now agreement in the wording and harmony in the verses and in the end of the verses. And this is from the perfect eloquency of the Quran. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرٍ. The next verse, 21. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. And we have, then how terrible was my torment and my warnings, and we have indeed made the Quran easy to understand and remember, then is there any that will remember? Allah repeated this at the end of each story of the prophets, so that we become keen concerning the remembrance, remembering the Quran, contemplating its meanings, because it is easy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who remember and take heed and receive the admonition in the book of Allah, the Most High. And this brings the end of the story of Ad, as came summarized in this surah. In the next story, Allah tells about the people of Thamud, to whom Prophet Salih was sent. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.